Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me and run to the rock.
All right, final segment with Vincent Bugliosi. And I got him on a host of issues, but what he's out currently promoting is his new book. He says he thinks this is most important, The Divinity of Doubt, The God Question. What's your view on prayer?
Well, my view on prayer, Alex, is that except now and then in a placebo sense, they're completely useless prayers, that two working hands can achieve far more than 100 million coupled ones. I wrote an entire chapter on it. Let me try to briefly summarize it. If people pray for something, let's say a promotion or whatever it is, and they get what they prayed for, causing them to believe that, quote, God answered my prayers. You've heard people say that. Shouldn't they then say to themselves, Alex, if God answered my prayers, this automatically means that God has the power, that's the key word, the power to answer prayers. And if he has the power, how can I possibly say God is all good when I know, absolutely know, no question, know to 100% certainty, that he, if there's a God up there who has the power to answer prayers, he nearly always turns down the praying party when that party needs him the most. Like the 6 million Jews who most likely prayed to him during the Holocaust, like the incredible 25 million people who have already died worldwide from AIDS, the millions from genocide, starvation. The fact that we know God turned these millions of people down, telling them in effect, get lost, take a walk, should tell us that God not only is not all good, but he doesn't answer prayers. And if we happen to get what we prayed for, Alex, it had nothing to do with God. Look, if God answers prayers, Alex, and he's all good, why doesn't he ever answer the prayers for peace? There have been literally billions upon billions of prayers for peace down through the years. Yet groups and factions.
Well, here's the issue. Look. Here's the issue.
Well, I just want to finish what I have to say. They persist in warring viciously with each other, the evidence continuing unabated, Alex. Now, wouldn't one think, Alex, and then you can get to your own thing, wouldn't one think that people would finally come to the realization that either there's no one up there listening to their prayers for peace, or if there is, he doesn't have the power to stop the violence, or if he does, he has no desire to do so. Why don't they come to that realization that praying to him is like praying to a tree trunk? You answer that.
Vincent Diablo Bugliosi is our guest. I'm just joking. And obviously, if you don't believe, if you don't know if God exists, you don't know if the devil exists, Vincent?
No, I don't know. God may exist, and maybe the devil does too. I don't know these things. But let me say something else, and this is going to be a tough one for you, but you're very, very bright, you're very sharp, but this is going to be a tough one. All theologians agree that God either caused or allowed everything to happen. That's not in question. If they don't agree to that, then he's not omnipotent. Pope John Paul II, in his book...
We're almost out of time.
Okay, said that God allowed the Holocaust to take place. Now, here's my question. Whenever there's a catastrophe, like 9/11, for instance, millions immediately run to their church, synagogue, other place of worship, to pray for the victims and their loved ones to the very entity who caused or allowed the horror to take place.
Now, we've already been over this. God gives us free will, and there's no doubt that there is providence, and miraculous things have been documented over and over again.
I'm not denying that.
But if it's part of God's larger plan, it's like the country song, some of God's greatest gifts were unanswered prayers. Who is that, Garth Brooks? I forget the exact name of the song. There's so many things that we've prayed for that it turns out later in the larger plan, and you can say, well, that gets rid of free will. I mean, it's basically a larger plan, but with free will, it's a combination of all those things put together, just like the universe is. It's a very complex situation, but we know there's a lot of things going on.
I agree with you 100%. A lot of things going on. But how do you pray to the very entity that caused or allowed, at least, the horror to take place? How do you do that? It doesn't make
sense. What? God didn't make Charlie Manson go out and cut the baby or have his minions cut the baby out of Sharon Tate.
No, but he knew it was going to happen before it happened, and he didn't stop it, Alex. He did not. He knew it was going to happen. He had the power to stop it, and he did not do so.
And I'll guarantee you that the people that happened to made decisions in their life and things that went on that, again, overall, with a sum total, basically, it's what we all do in life then affects each other. Hey, Vincent, amazing discussion, and I look forward to speaking to you soon. I want to get you back on about the Mansons.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Why do we even have state governments in this country if the Democrats and Republican leadership have basically expanded the federal government into every facet of our lives, violated the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, prosecuted a coordinated, incremental war of attrition against every canon of a free society? Why do we even have states if Mr. Maddow and others tell us that there is, Rachel Maddow, tell us that there is no such thing as any state rights? And most of the time when I go on MSNBC or Phil Hartman's show on RT or, quote, liberal TV or radio shows, they say, Mr. Jones, you want Texas to secede. You want to have war with the federal government. You want to bring back slavery. You want to all this nonsensical buzzword stuff for their audience. And I respond with, I want the 10th and 9th Amendment. Up until 1913, the same year we got the income tax of the private Federal Reserve that we pay that money to, before that, the state legislatures that we elected, I mean, your state legislator was basically a U.S. senator. I mean, they had power because they would then elect, the state would elect the U.S. senator and send them to Washington as a minion of the states. They tried to get rid of U.S. senators during the Civil War. The senators being elected in the states by the legislatures, but they failed. But 1913, they said, look, we got to get federal control now that we're sold out to foreign banks. We've got to get these senators up here so we can buy them off, because every time we buy them off, the states recall them. Oh, the state legislatures could just call a vote and say, Senator Johnson, Senator Brown, Senator Wilson, whatever the name was, you didn't do what the state told you to do, and you're in violation of the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. You are hereby recalled and relieved. We're holding a special election. We're appointing a new U.S. senator. Not anymore. That's what the Ninth and Tenth Amendment are about. The federal government protects the border, controls the issuance of currency and credit, and has a navy to defend against invasion, with ground troops to be trained only to be deployed via the navy. That's the Marine Corps. Now, that's it. An army has to then be raised for larger defense, because they were scared of a standing army, because they studied Europe, they studied Asia, they studied what had happened with the Spanish and French in Latin America. Constantly, the military leaders that Spain and Portugal and others had in Latin America, and the Germans had, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, were constantly kicking the empire out and declaring themselves supreme emperor over whatever island or country it was, Mexico, you name it. And they were like, we do not want standing military. So these things take over in every case. Now, our military-industrial complex has just done it by getting trillions of dollars a year in tax money, buying off all the infrastructure, financing over 90% of R&D, research and development, and it itself was financed by the big offshore banks. I mean, we're fully, totally captured by offshore banks. America is gone. It doesn't exist. It was taken over a long time ago. And I'm here to break you out of your trance. If we could admit what's happened, just like when a hijacker hijacks a plane, I don't care if some Libyan hijacker 25 years ago dressed up in the captain outfit. They did that a few times. And there were studies done on suddenly the passengers wouldn't resist as much after they had a chance to get into pilot uniform. It was still, oh, now you're wearing a pilot uniform. Well, we just saw you hijack the plane with a gun and a bomb, but... So that's how psychology works. Well, go ahead and do what you say. You're wearing the uniform. And it's the same psychological warfare system today. In 1913, predominantly owned by the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and Bank of England, this is on record, took over the issuance of currency and credit. But one of the three things the feds are supposed to do. Since then, under NAFTA and GATT, we have a continental security perimeter, and we're supposed to merge our nations. That's public. Bush put it into place. Obama publicly signed it, what, 2 months ago? After that furor and the fight we had against it years ago with Bush, building up to this. They played possum and said, you won, we're backing off. So I'm ranting about states' rights right now because it's so important to understand that I am not a secessionist. At this point, the federal government's been seized by traitors who wear our garb, wear our uniforms, speak in our language, just as Cicero. Well, you guys pulled me the Cicero quote about the traitor is the plague. Just Cicero quote, Rome, 2,046 years ago, I believe is the date of the quote, right before they killed him. The traitor is the plague, and then get me that full quote. But the point is, the outside enemy that comes with their banner openly, they're not the threat because you can mobilize against it. The traitor is the plague because they come from within. Now, the government's been taken over. The feds are trying to federalize the states so that we don't have the recourse to get our government, our federal government, back. And down the road, we may just have to go with secession, because I've always said this for more than a decade from studying history and the globalists and how they operate in other nations, what they're setting up here. Because the globalists create mega unions, but then within that union create new boundaries along religious, ethnic, and socioeconomic lines. And the Romans would do this in regions they took over, breaking them up and putting different minions into different areas. They would get black Africans to fight with their neighbors just because they were a different tribe. They would get Gaul, France, Germania, Germany today, the Ostrogoths in Austria, the ancient Swiss. They would literally just find out with their own anthropology, and Caesar wrote a book on it, others wrote books on it, Julius Caesar did, how they would play different people off against each other. Battle of Gaul, good book. Used to have people read it in high school. That's when I first read it. Just amazing. I learned so much just from that, and since I've read more than 100 books just on what the Romans did. And they would go in, send spies in, usually to live as traitors for years, trading amongst the groups. It's like that Star Trek episode. I'm not a big Star Trek fan, but I did see it when I was a kid. The old-fashioned Star Trek with Captain Kirk, where they go to this planet, and there's the two living, last two living people of that planet, and they've all killed each other in wars, and one side has a black face on the left, and the other side has a black face on the right. The one side of the face is white, the other side of the face is black, and one group was the elite group, and the other group is the slave group. They're identical genetically, just that for that one little trait that the sides of the face are flipped, and they had wars till they exterminated each other. And going back to reality, that's what the British Empire did in India. That's what they did in Africa. That's what the French did. It's what the Dutch did. They would go in for a few years, study things, look at things, write manuals, write letters back to London. This is what we suggest you do. We've been studying them for a decade. This tribe hates that tribe. This other tribe hates that tribe. You use this tribe to knock out that tribe, and these other two tribes that don't like the other tribe, you move them in to destroy them, and then they'll all be weakened and destroyed. This should probably take 1 year of warfare. We'll give weapons to just this one group. Then once they're done, you roll in. Also, please, as quickly as you can, try to send some people from a nearby settlement that have smallpox. We want to give them some blankets to wipe them out. That's an official British manuals used pre 1776 from the French and Indian War, how to open the pus sores with people that had smallpox, smear it, and how to get it to the Indians within 1 day. They found that it was fresher. They didn't even know the science of microbes at the time, but that as long as it was a day or so, that the smallpox was still communicable. I mean, it's all been scientifically figured out hundreds of years ago. And so we are probably going to have to move for secession just to protect the states. See, there's criminals in the federal government that are globalists who are already balkanizing the states to later break them up. I've been saying this for over a decade. And so the only way I'll be for secession, I want to reestablish 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment, get the federal government back at the place it's supposed to be. They won't control the borders. That's in the Constitution. They won't control the currency and credit. That's been given to foreign banks. And they run all over the world in imperial operations. That is also not what they're supposed to do in the Constitution. They're supposed to just have a navy and defend us from invasion, which, again, they won't do from the third world country to our south that is a failed state. Now, the reason I give you some of that history and some background is here's Reuters. Liberals in southern Arizona seek to form new state. New York Magazine. Arizona liberals are trying to form their own tiny liberal state on the border as a beachhead to project globalist influence. Why does the Fortune 100 fund the Reconquista, La Infosora, Reconquering Invasion movement? Not that they're ever really going to be given the Southwest. The Mexican people don't run anything in Mexico. They're total slaves. If you dare try to illegally immigrate to Mexico from Latin America, you're put for 1 year in forced labor. If you come from a wealthy country, they run your credit report and threaten to kill you and suck every dime out of your family. I mean, it's a total criminal state. So, but the globalists understand tribalism. So they come in for 60 years. The Ford Foundation pays for almost every textbook in Mexico. This is all on record. And Mexico admits they have some of the most draconian immigration laws in this hemisphere. But that's all okay and reasonable because, you know, they can do no wrong. Mexico is a globalist client state. And they go into the average education, sixth grade, and they teach them. America belongs to you. You're going to get the gringo. Plan of San Diego. Don't know what that is. It's a plan to take over in a race war and kill all whites below the age of 16. I mean, you just look it up right now. University of Texas, major Mexican universities, you know how to speak Spanish. It's taught, we will kill all whites. Now, that's funded by the Rothschild Rockefeller Ford Foundation. They went and, well, actually the Germans first had the plan along race lines World War I. If you want to know about the whole plan of San Diego, they launched an attack in South Texas, killed whole families, wiped out a lot in that attack. But then the Ford Foundation picked that back up. And so what they're planning to do is start breaking off enclaves to be basically part of Mexico, already 87 miles into Arizona. They have big signs up. Don't go down this road. Don't go in this national park. It's basically now part of Mexico. This is the globalists are conquering us via Mexico.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stop costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is not America. No, this is not what any free society would look like. Now I'm going to finish up in this segment ahead of our guest joining us in a little over an hour with how the UN, via the big banks, is going to break up this country. Now, they won't succeed this first time. They're just introducing the idea of border states all having part of the state broken off, in this case 87 miles and south, and merged as a Hispanic race state. And that's what it is, and that's what's been pushed, and we've known about it for a long time, and that's why in Arizona, Glenn Spencer has been raising the alarm for more than a decade. But when they roll it out to you, it's like, oh, a 51st state, how cute, run by liberals that want open borders. They're not liberals at all. They're conquerors. Now, the people, see, I don't care what color your skin is. It's your brain. And the illegal aliens, I've seen the national statistics. You can pull them up. Over 90%, when they become citizens, end up being what you call hardcore liberals, which it's not liberal to take somebody's gun. I mean, liberal would be more freedom, more guns, if you use the term as Thomas Jefferson did. But everything's turned around. They vote to take my guns, to take my private property. And, of course, they never get any of it, whether you're a socialist, liberal, white person, black person, Hispanic, doesn't matter. But they get the promise of that, and they get a little chicken feed, a little, you know, crumbs from the table. They're being used as political weapons. We border a narco-terrorist state of unfathomable corruption. Every week I see headlines that are just buried in the back of the El Paso Times, the Austin American Statesman, about the epidemics of kidnapping going on. I mean, we're like Mexico City now in Texas. And when it's an illegal alien kidnapping people, it's just a little footnote. Well, it's not politically correct to talk about that. And political correctness is just the cover. This is part of the breakdown of society, driving down the wages. And every week, you can type it in this week. In fact, just type more mass graves found on U.S.-Mexico border. We'll do it right now for you if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're a radio listener, just type more mass graves found on Texas-Mexico border or more mass graves Arizona-Texas border. But it's never Robert De Niro playing the part of a Texan with a Texas accent, an evil white guy with a Stetson cowboy hat, with a woman going, please, I'm pregnant, don't kill my baby. And he's like, I hate Mexicans, I want to kill all your babies. No, no, that's not who's killing the pregnant women. It's the coyotes. It's the Mexican military. It's the cartels that work for our criminal government. If they catch you not paying your $2,000 passage, they line up men, women, and children. I saw a report a few months ago where there were hundreds of people in a barn, men, women, children. They cut their heads off. Let's go ahead and put that back up. Let's go ahead and they actually found an article about mass graves. Mexican officials recovered 96 bodies so far in Durango. That's on the border with the U.S. There you go. I mean, that's April 27th. That's a little over a week ago, but I know I saw it in the Statesman last week. I mean, they're just digging up bodies left and right. But that's not an issue. Oh, no, because in reality, Mexico's collapsing in a hellhole run by total criminals teamed up with the Fortune 100, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase that run that place. And for 60 years, the Ford Foundation has taught every Mexican school child not about liberty, freedom, the ideas of private property, Second Amendment. Oh, they're disarmed. They don't have private property. They're slaves. I mean, in Mexico, if you're a little guy, don't come from the right family, you try to start a business and don't make the payoffs, you're dead. I mean, I've been in southern Mexico trying to look at pyramids, and the military just stops buses and shakes down the bus driver and gets a bunch of cash off of him, and the Mexican troops laugh at the poor guy when he's got to go out and do it. And see, that's where America's going. There it is. 25 more bodies recovered in Mexico. Soldiers continue to find mass graves. Fox News. Soldiers unearth more bodies in narco graves in northern Mexico. Associated Press. On and on. But see, the average Hispanic American that watches a movie like Machete, oh, all those bodies were killed by white guys in cowboy hats. Of course, none of them were. And there's this, for many years, there's this fable that there are Minutemen at the border shooting illegals as they come across. And they actually teach people in Texas schools this is happening. None of it's true. All complete lies. But see, if you have a movie by Robert Rodriguez where the coyotes are heroes and the white guys with cowboy hats are the devil, well, see, they think perception's reality. So it's all to balkanize our country, and now they're getting ready to slice off a third of Arizona, including Tucson, to just have another breach into the U.S. and march forward. And I was on ManCal this morning, and he didn't believe me about all this. And then the callers were calling in, going, yeah, I'm part of the La Reconquista, La Infosora. We are taking over. Go home, pilgrims. We're going to get you. Look, the bankers are going to use you to bring America down, and then you'll be even more enslaved than you were in Mexico. Okay? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got the biggest bombshell news of the total Pentagon cybersecurity takeover of society now being publicly announced. We have a cornucopia of absolute documentation that we're going to be covering here in just a moment. But I want to finish up on this whole secession issue. The corporate media hysterically demonizes anyone that talks about states asserting their sovereignty and states' rights, and they call it secession. and make bizarre statements about wanting to return slavery and things that have nothing to do with it. Just as buzzwords, like, you don't like government-run health care? You don't like black people? And you're like, what does that have to do? And they're like, racist, shut up. Well, then you get mega corporations that fund Mecha, La Raza, all these Hispanic Ku Klux Klan groups. La Raza means the race. And again, I want to get along with people. I like everybody. Okay? And they frame all Hispanics' view for them in our media that if you're Hispanic, doesn't matter if you're from Chile, Brazil, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, doesn't matter, you are anti-America and you're anti-American sovereignty. Well, I'm going to ask those groups, why is the Fortune 100, and you can go read who funds all those organizations, Lou Lack, all of it, Mecha La Raza, and it's J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Miller Brewing, Ford, Chevy. And these groups are all pushing the North American Union, the Continental Security Zone. The deals were signed 3 years ago to, quote, use Canadian and Mexican troops domestically in each other's countries and vice versa with American troops for civil insurrection, foreign troops. And then I get up here and I say, look, you don't want to vote for people that are anti-gun if you become a citizen. But see, they teach them racial identity. And then saying part of your racial identity is you're going to vote to take guns, you're going to vote for socialism. But then the socialist money is taken and given to the bankers offshore, not to them. And that's why this is such a threat. And America is caught in a pincer attack from the poor people dependent on welfare, 45 million on food stamps, the 30 million illegal aliens, many of which do work hard, also have government jobs, driving down the wages, a lot of the wives stay home. In fact, I was seeing statistics a few years ago that on average in Los Angeles, illegal aliens on average are on three different forms of assistance. So that's how they can work for less because they're also getting assistance. And the government knows they're illegal. Texas gives driver's license to illegals. We roll out the red carpet, but you go to Mexico, you're a piece of trash if you're a foreigner, whether you're from Guatemala or Canada. Now, here's the key to this. When you look at it, I got a guy who works in my office, does an awesome job. He is here legally. He's Venezuelan, and he'd like to become a U.S. citizen. He's going through the whole process properly. Great guy, super smart, and he hates communists because he grew up under, and then when we get into the whole story, because his family still lives there and they can recriminate against him, but his family has, he's told me I can tell this much, his family has a private school, a small private school. And the Chavez people come in and they say, and I looked it up, and it was actually true. There's news reports, and they say, you're going to give the kids government assistance food in the morning, and the government delivers milk every morning, and you're going to have the small children close their eyes and then pray to Hugo Chavez, and then when they open their eyes, the carton of milk is in front of them. And I mean, that's communist-run schools. And he says the Chavez people only hire their buddies. They beat up whoever they want. They run the media. It's hellish. And he hates Hugo Chavez. Now, and he doesn't want me to say his first name because his family still lives down there and they will kill you. They will. The government will kill you if you criticize them. Now, is that freedom? And he's not a conservative. He's not a liberal. He is somebody who wants freedom. Okay? So I wouldn't care if he had blue skin. He's a great guy, smart guy, charming guy, gets the job done, great guy. I'd say what? Over a third of my employees are Hispanic. But then our media says that they've got to adopt the Mexican culture for all of the dozens of Hispanic cultures. They've got to adopt that. Narco-terrorists, corrupt, disarmed population, enslaved by the Aztecs and enslaved by the Spanish and enslaved by the French and enslaved by the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, never having any freedom, totally shoved around and controlled. And we're taught in school. I was taught. I was doing good in my art class here in Austin, and I'm getting to the big news, folks. The big news is coming up, the huge news. And I was getting A-pluses in all this, and the teacher said, I want to choose you, you know, because I'm taking one person from each class to a special workshop at the University of Texas. Would you like to go, Alex? It's a field trip. And I said, sure. I mean, I was a senior. I had basically all my courses done. I said, sure, I'll go to UT. And I was brought into UT, the Art Center, And they had a Hispanic guy come in and say, whites are evil, America's evil, the Reconquista, we're taking America down. And it was all great rapture. And I started questioning him, and I said, well, Mexico has really serious abuse against other Latin Americans. Mexico has never been free. And I said, and there was a big meeting with the teacher and him, and they were asking, how does he know this? It was very frightening that I'd read a few history books. But this is the indoctrination, because they don't want Hispanics assimilating and getting into guns and private property and freedom, because it fits perfectly with what they want. They already hate the fact that Hispanics on average are very family oriented. I've seen the statistics. Hispanics on average will run from the CPS. They'll fight back. So CPS doesn't hunt them as much like they do blacks and whites, who are subservient on average. So they really need to brand all Hispanic culture, not even the Mexican culture, but to the corrupt ruling class culture. These Tejano singers, these Mexican rap singers, it's all how cool the gangs are, how cool the murder is, just like what they sell the blacks to get them into that culture, and the whites. And they build it up, and they're heroes in Robert Rodriguez's film. And then this is what's offered as the culture. And so all Hispanics are told, you will adopt a La Reconquista. And that's what Robert Rodriguez imported to all Spanish-speaking countries in this hemisphere, was machetes and the word, the revolution has begun in Spanish, and we showed that on air. And it was billed and sold in Spanish, it's time for the gringo to get it. Now we're taking them down. And, of course, in all of Latin America, the machete, because they're disarmed as slaves, is the sign of peasant uprising. Don't rebel against the corrupt Latin American CIA-run governments. Rebel against the stupid gringo. Which they don't even say that. In the movie, gringos line up Hispanic women and shoot them in the stomach. Get the gringo. Get them. Get them. Get them. And I'm supposed to go, oh, what a wonderful psyop. Oh, now we can break off pieces of the southern states and then be Mexican enclaves. Exactly what the globalists want. Because they just want us all poor, fighting with each other, and then being enslaved to them financially, being controlled. And then the white people and Hispanic, black, middle class, folks that are scared with the riots and the control that's coming, will beg for the police state and the system to protect them, and the globalists will come in and then rout the Mexican uprising. Now, I told you there'd be moves to break off parts of southern states, southwestern states. Now in the news today, you have been warned. And, you know, it's really genius, because we're all tribal at a base level. We all tend to be racially, conscious, just because the studies show black people on average end up preferring black folks because it's what their mommy and their daddy look like. It's what they're used to. White people, Hispanics. And if I see a Hispanic guy with a Hispanic woman, I don't go, you're a racist. You're with a Hispanic. I mean, that's on average, that's what people are attracted to. You know, it is pure mind control that's going on. So they don't want people assimilating, getting along. They want to break this country up. And I can't even watch UFC fights, because every fighter who's Latino from the U.S. has to dance around with a Mexican flag and, you know, make comments against the U.S. and have La Reconquista tattoos on them. And you turn on Comedy Central and the Hispanic comedians are bad-mouthing white people. I mean, I'm tired of it. See, I want you to have a Second Amendment. I want you to have private property rights. I want you to have dignity and not be a slave. And what the big corporations have programmed Hispanics to do, they're trying to program them all, is to be part of this and to associate their racial identity with anti-white and anti-gun and anti-freedom. And I'm just not going to put up with it, okay? And this is a strategic program to break up this country. Now, coming up in 45 minutes, Glenn Spencer joins us, who predicted all of this. We're going to be talking to him about it. If you just joined us, they're moving to break Arizona in two, and I've looked at what the groups are calling for. It's basically a pro-open border. That's what they say they're doing it for. Enclave, and also a taxing base to create a new Mexican-driven racial enclave. The whites are invited to stay now as part of the plan of San Diego if they submit and serve the greater La Infusora. And that's the plan. I mean, folks, the average white person is an Arrested Development over the hill. That's not a bad thing. It's just a fact, aging population who wants to watch football and is so guilt-stricken they bow down and worship anybody that even has a suntan. Okay, you know, in fact, I didn't even this morning want to get on air and say I love Hispanic people. I a lot of folks that work with me are. I don't even need to prove myself. I don't care. Okay, you know, all your liberal fundraisers, where are the Hispanic groups about the push to get Hispanics to abort their babies? See, no. You ignore all that. See, I want you to have your babies. I like life. But see, you want to kill your babies. But that's okay because it's liberal. Murdering the little brown babies is good. And liberal. See how this all works. So I've had enough. I've had enough of it. And if you want to play along with this whole plan, fine. The issue is I'm not running. And I'm aware of what's going on, and I'm gonna try to mobilize as many people as I can. They will not teach in Texas schools that over a third of the people that were involved in setting up Texas were Hispanic. They will not talk about the father of the Texas Constitution, who wrote the Constitution being Hispanic. They will not tell anybody the truth. That's why they put out these movies and demonize the Alamo. I mean, how do you demonize guys fighting, you know, outnumbered 10 to 1? Well, see, they hate that, too. And the truth is, Mexico has a hellish history. But so does every other country out there. America isn't perfect. The point is, we don't want to emulate this and use this as our template and have the culture and the comedians and the rappers and the Tejano people force feed this down your children's throat to the point of, in Texas and California and Arizona and Nevada, there have been multiple news articles per state where the school teachers tell, in many of the cases, Hispanic kids, you do not wear an American flag Old Navy shirt. And they're like, well, this is just a shirt my mom bought me. That's offensive. And in the schools where the illegal aliens are the majority, the American flag is not allowed. They take it down off the post offices everywhere. And you've seen it on video. And these are kids so hateful of the American flag and what it symbolizes, brought up and taught this in the public schools, not in Mexico. That's happening too, but here in the U.S., that they can't even see an American flag. I have had one time at a steakhouse, a Hispanic waiter asked me what my American flag shirt meant. I had another guy ask me what my 1776 meant. I've had people freak out when I'm wearing the Minuteman, from 1776 Culpeper snake. And I hear the lady talking in English. I go up to the counter to buy coffee and gas, and she starts speaking in Spanish and saying like infosaurus stuff, so scared that she's seeing that snake, which is just one of the flags, just a Marine Corps flag, one of their flags. It has nothing to do with, but she's been taught that flag means shooting pregnant Hispanic women in the stomach. Folks, it's not people wearing Minuteman shirts that are shooting Hispanic women in the stomach. Okay? It's not real. It's not happening. It's not going on. It's your own corrupt, murderous government that's doing that. Again. And the globalists have master planned how to control this country, how to take it down. Now, I've already spent 48 minutes on this, and I haven't even gotten to the other news, and I'm completely blown away by the magnitude of it. I knew it was all coming, but to see it actually rolled out signifies they're getting ready for the stage terror. See, I just tell it like it is. People say, are you liberal or are you conservative? Are you libertarian? What are you? I'm somebody who studies history, studies geopolitical movements, studies sociology, psychology, anthropology, and lives it, and who understands full-spectrum dominance and what the globalists are doing. And to see it happening, they're already getting ready to cut the public pension funds. Social Security's had its COLA frozen with the huge inflation that's happening. They're going after public pension funds all over the country. Which you could cut all the banker bailouts and corporate welfare. People could keep their pensions they've paid into. But they've now sold that is an entitlement you're not entitled to. See how the left is getting robbed by Obama, but they love it. But this is coming here next. Irish bombshell. It's not a bombshell. Government raids private pensions to pay for spending. It's going to happen here. This is done the same in Mexico, in Greece, in Ireland, in Portugal, in Spain, in England. It's always the same banks do it. It's the same crew. And in Ireland, they play Protestant off against Catholic. They just play groups off against each other while the military sits on top of you. Now, folks better figure this out real fast. So I got that. And this isn't even the bombshell news. U.S. trade gap widens more than expected in March. CNBC, it's all by plan. I will be shorting U.S. bonds. Jim Rogers, more and more bets. Tyco and others against the U.S. dollar. Why the Chinese should fear hyperinflation? They've already got it. CNBC. U.S. underwater homeowners increased by 28%. Bloomberg, just in the last month. Forbes predicts U.S. gold standard within 5 years. They're going to kill the dollar, folks. Illinois lawmaker says raising obese kids should cost taxpayers at tax time. Now, that's not even the big bombshell. Cybersecurity bill they couldn't pass the last 4 years has been rolled into the Defense Authorization Act for next year, trying to pass it this month. That dovetails with Google wants to control your home. CNN, how long did I tell you that? And federal spy chips to hijack your phone. Oh, yeah. We're going to break down the master control grid when we get back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
All right, I want you to listen to me very carefully, because this is the big enchilada. Listen to me very carefully. If you are hearing my voice, you are the resistance. You know about California 5 years ago trying to put in smart meters that control your thermostat in your house. First they said, don't worry, we can control it, but we won't. Now they're going ahead with it, saying they are going to control your thermostat. Texas knew they would get resistance, so they didn't even debate it. They just came and put them in to everybody's houses. They put them in last year on the side of our building out here. Now they're announcing they're going to control it. I saw articles 2 years ago about old people on assistance in different cities being invited into these new communities where their refrigerators tracked, their toilets tracked. It's all hooked into wireless systems for their safety to monitor them, to make sure they're eating enough, to make sure they're doing well. It's like pre-nursing home. Google is in there, MIT, Defense Department. Everything is going to be tracked and controlled. Now, going back to the Telecommunications Act and similar acts since then, they have standardized washing machines, refrigerators. Everything's coming out. You've got to pay for it, the ticket price, under regulations by the government. First, you set the precedent on light bulbs, toilets, things like that, where all devices have wireless chips. Now, you've heard iPhone 5's coming out. All the new cell phones coming out, not just Apple, will now have the RFID chip embedded. You cannot remove the battery from all the new phones that are coming out. This is all federal regulations, not law. They have tracker chips that GPS triangulate you. All phones, by law, 96, had to be in place October 1st, 2001. We told you months ago. First it was Apple, then Droid with Google, then AT&T phones, then Microsoft phones. It's all phones. They were ordered to do it, but they're happy to. So globally, it's global standardization from Japan to the U.S., every country with a unified system. We're already under global government. It's done via regulation and corporate agreements. The corporations have set up the world government. So, of course, they follow the orders. They don't buck it. To where all devices track you, all devices track what's in your refrigerator, what you're doing. All laptops watch you that have cameras. All phones watch you. They're now coming out with smartphones that have the camera behind the glass so that you can't cover it up if you're going to see your screen. They admit now OnStar's listening to you, tracking you. Now, if you're doubting me, here are just the headlines today. I'm getting chills. Google wants to control your home. CNN headline, and it says Google is coming out with interfaces that wire into all new appliances. But wait a minute, why did the government a decade ago or more, depending on which regulation, put in policies where everything coming out was universally compatible for this? See, it's all been pre-planned. Everybody's now saying, oh, Obama just had the plan to have presidential alerts to your phone and break in and take it over, even if you don't want it to. That's the Telecommunications Act of 96. I cover all that in Police State 2000, 1999. How much have I yelled and screamed this year? There's nothing more frustrating than knowing we have a diabolical scientific dictatorship. Here's another example. It'll be 40 years next month in a global secret agreement that all babies at birth have their blood taken and put in a global DNA database to develop race-specific bioweapons is one of the reasons, and a global DNA database so they can frame you. We've been under global government for a long time. They're just now mopping up the final holdouts. Iran, Libya, Indonesia. Doesn't even mean those countries are good. Most governments are corrupt. Pakistan. It's on. Now, we've actually got another guest coming up. I don't know how I'm going to cover all this. They are now announcing cameras to watch all children eating in America and CPS your children if the food isn't proper. That's out of the Associated Press. We're going to break it down.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.